So, Father, we thank you for this amazing day that you maketh. We will rejoice as we ascend into the steps of Zion, as we come before your living temple, the doorway of grace, standing at the tabernacle temple door. You are, Lord, this living pillar of glory, the way, the truth, and the life. And this day you grant us access by faith into this living grace. And today we step through the veil. I want you to step through that living pillar of glory. I want you to step into. And I want you to be aware that you're standing in the midst of the pavilion of grace, the temple. I want you to just be aware you're inside now. You're not standing outside. You've moved. You're standing in the new and the living way, consecrated by the veil of his flesh. We come boldly now. I like to see a carpet of red. It's the blood. It's the new and living way. I like to have an image that I can connect to. Today, we stand upon this carpet of red. You've rolled out this carpet for us. And today, we're washed in the blood, the everlasting covenant, the mercy that's being extended to us today, the grace that's being extended, the help. We approach you today just as we are, with all of our imperfections. We approach you. We come before your living throne and we surrender to you. Spirit, soul, and body. We surrender our capacities. We surrender our shortcomings, our failures. We surrender the spirit of failure. We surrender the trespasses, the iniquities, and the sins that so easily beset us. Today, we ask your forgiveness and we receive your forgiveness. Today, you wash, you cleanse, and you justify. Every part of our life now is being justified by the blood of Jesus. Every shortcoming being justified now. Washed, cleansed, and abundantly pardoned. You pardon us now. Today we cross over the Jordan through a baptism into the promised land. As we step into this Jordan, we pass in past the ankles, past the knee. See yourself going out into the waters of baptism, past the ankles, past the knees, past the loins, past the heart. Waters that have gone over our head, deep, where you standeth as the high priest, where the administration of the high priest, you separate all that is old from all that is new. We recognize, even when they went over the promised land, that those waters rolled back the reproach of Egypt, and they stood up all the way back to the city of Adam, recognizing that these waters can roll away the reproach, even of the umbilical cord from which we were born, and the iniquities of former generations. Today, We present spirit, soul, and body for the separation. By the two-edged sword, you separate. You're the only one that can do this, Lord. All that is old. You separate the old patterns. You separate the old man. We see that the old man has already been crucified. We see that the old man is buried with you in these waters. We see that the old man has been planted together in the likeness of your death. Today, we deliver him up. We loose the umbilical cord. We loose the chains. If you're feeling chained, you feel cords or ties, utilizing the keys of the kingdom, loose them. Loose them from your body, your mind, your heart. Loose the cords. Today, let the world be separated. You're separating out the world. We loose the world. We loose the reproach. Some of you have had a long wilderness and there's been reproach. We loose the reproach. We take it off. The Bible says, put off the old man. Take off the reproach. I see somebody here. You're wearing like a very old wilderness type of garment. It's very old, but it's got reproach written across it. And you're wearing this all the day long, and it's causing a lot of heaviness in your life. It's causing a lot of weariness. And today, recognize he has separated the reproach. Take it off. Put it off. Lay it down. Acknowledge it and release. We loose this day our past. The Bible says the sins and iniquities he will remember no more. Today, you're going to stop wearing the past. Today, we take off the past. We take off the iniquity. We take off the reproach. We put off the former things. Behold, you do a new thing. We put off all the former things. Take it off. Step out from it like you're separating. This day, the sin, the iniquity, and the reproach of the past, you remember no more. Being separated as far as the east is from the west. See that garment being separated from you. See that situation being separated. You remember it no more. You wash the remembrance of it, Lord. You wash the remembrance of it. All of these things are the administration of our high priest. The power to separate. Today, we forget now the things that lie behind. It's a new day. It's a brand new day. When we come out from this Jordan, we come out in a new day. A brand new day. Today, we bury these things in baptism. We leave them behind. We separate and loose them now. For God has made an utter end to the affliction, and you will not rise a second time. You're utterly cut off. You're utterly cut off. Today, we ascend out from this Jordan. We ascend out to stand before you, Lord. You are our promised land. The Father is our promised land. The crown is our promised land. The love of the Father is our promised land. The glory of the Father is our promised land. The glory, the light, your life. You came that we'd have life and have it more abundantly as we stand before your throne today, Lord. We stand stripped of the old man. We're ready to be clothed. We're ready to enter in to your greatness. As you open this day the train of your robe to us, as you open your realm to us, we step into you now. In you we live, in you we move, in you we have our being. Today we enter into the realm of your righteousness to be found in you now. not having our own. To be found now, get settled in there, making the exchange like Paul did, to be found in you now, not having our own. We're found in your standing. We're found in your glorious righteousness. You're a sun and a shield. You surround me, Lord. You encompass me, Lord. You clothe me, Lord. You fill me, Lord. You overshadow me, Lord. The overshadowing, the surrounding. Today, I am holy. Now, you're in Him, so agree with the position that you've been given. I am holy and without blame. I am holy and unblameable. Now we're going to remove, He is going to remove some condemning sentences that are around your life. In Christ, there is no condemnation. There's no self-condemnation, no condemnation from man, and no condemnation from the enemy himself. Today, all condemnation and all condemning sentences have been settled. Today, every accusation that is against us in the spirit, that's against our family, that's against our marriage, that's against our business, that's against our life, that's against our body, every accusation that's been assigned against us is canceled this day under the blood of Jesus. Under this position that we have in Christ, there is no condemning sentence. You present us faultless. I want you to put your hand over your heart today and say, Father, I am faultless in Christ. Faultless, without blame, unblameable, unreprovable. All blame has been lifted. I see someone that you were recently in a situation with a strife and a very harsh word spoken, and you're carrying that. It's like a veil over you, those words. Right now, we shatter that veil. We release and relinquish the power of those words and the power of the blame. You lift the veil now. You lift the veil today. We take off that veil. That is not who we are. We break all agreement with every one of those words. We break agreement with unworthiness. We break agreement with rejection. We break agreement this day. We stand without fault. All of this is your righteousness. The realm. Today you clothe us in the plush white robe. See the plush white robe. I see it coming around so many right now. The crown of righteousness. The clean turban being placed upon Joshua's head. The changing of the garments. The changing of the attire. Getting ready to move into the courts of heaven. Getting ready to move into the high places. Being ready to move. Knowing who you are now. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. You are now found in Him. Not having your own. You're operating in Christ, and all of His capacity is yours. All of His standing is yours. I'm free to move now, Lord, in you, as we all move up into the heavenly courts. Today, yes, sir, we're going to go to the Garden of the Lily for a minute. He's leading us today. Consider the lily, Christ. As we step into your beautiful garden, you are the Father's gift to us. standing so still, standing. Some of you are going to feel this amazing rest come over you. Standing so perfectly still, there's no toil in you. There's no spinning. You stand in one position all the day long, expressing the Father's will in a perfected state of harmony. Without noise, without spinning, without the toil of the world, you carry no weight. Standing as a flower of the field, beautiful, tender, we consider the lily. We come and stand in the midst of your grace, Lord. The administration of the pure grace that emanates from you is the lily of the valley. The pure grace that emanates the rest, the stillness, the quietness, the serenity, the tranquility, the peace that passeth all understanding. Be still now, O my soul, for I now do enter into the rest of the Lord, to cease from all toil. Let go of all things. Let go of all your responsibilities. Oh, there's a lady in here. You have so much on you, your plate right now. You say, Lord, how do I do it all? Right now, he's saying, leave the plate at the table. Lay down. Lay down in the garden of the lily for a minute. Just lay down and let go. You're not used to doing this. Just lay down. Let it all go. Relinquish the right. Release. Step away from all the anxiety of the world. We step away and we let go. We release and we lay down like a lamb in the pasture. He leads me beside still water. The Lord, you are my shepherd, I shall not want. You maketh me now to lie down. You're in charge. I let go of the reins. Not just handing the reins of all the responsibilities. Handing the reins of all the care, the things that are weighing upon you. We relinquish. And you'll feel that as you let go, you'll feel the peace that surpasseth all understanding flood into your heart. Oh, there's somebody right there. I see that breakthrough, releasing peace now, flooding the heart with stillness, flooding the heart with quietness and rest. I can see you in the spirit going, oh, feels so good, Lord. That feels so good to let go. To not have to carry the weight and the burden. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden. I will show you how to stand as a flower in the field with no weights, with no burden. I will show you how to stand in the still, perfected harmony. The perfected rest, the perfected peace. I show you how to be still and to know. It's the stillness, the absence of the human sufficiency that gives you the greatest authority to operate in my heavenly courts. It's the harmonization to the way of the kingdom, the righteousness, the peace, the gentleness, the quieting of the soul, so you can stand in my courts whole, the quieting of the flesh. Be still, all flesh. For the Lord is in his temple now. preparing us to move up into the courts, preparing us to move up into the realm of the Father, preparing our way, our room, our dwelling place. Today we're ready, Lord. My heart is so still. You've lifted every burden, every weight, the stones. For someone, you had a stone in your chest and it just got shattered. That stone that's been in your heart was just lifted. In these realms, these things cannot stay. That's why you want to learn to operate here. You get so much freer. Today we take the wings of the great eagle out from this garden. Some of you are feeling that peace. You don't want to leave it. I just heard you say, oh Lord, I don't want to leave. The Lord says, this is yours. This is yours. You can come here anytime. I restore your soul here. It's yours. We receive the robe of your rest. We receive the grace. We receive the crown that wisdom gives to our head, the ornament of grace. And a crown of glory she gives to us now. As we come up into the realm of the Father of light. Good morning, Father. It's always morning here. I see the dew of the morning. The room that you have prepared for me, Lord. I come in Christ. We all come. You've prepared a way and a place for us. We see your glory, Lord, you have given to us. The glory of the oneness that you have with the Father. You have freely given. The angels don't even have this, not even Gabriel. The oneness to enter into union with the Father of lights. As we are in you, Lord, and you are in the Father, you will now that we be with you where you are. For where you are, there shall we be also. Oh, Father of lights. Oh, God of all grace. Every good gift, every perfect gift emanating from you. See, it is your good pleasure, Father, to give us the kingdom. Every good gift, every perfect gift emanating from you, Father of lights. Father of lights, we step in to the realm. As little children, we come in to be with you. To be reconciled, to be embraced. Let yourself release into the Father now. The embrace of the Father. Father, you encompass us. Father, you shelter us. You hold us. You surround us. You clothe us. You encompass us. Stay with me. You surround. You surround. Every good gift, every perfect gift emanating from you, Father. Love. Confidence. Peace. Assurance. Light. The marvelous light. Translated out from the darkness into your marvelous light. Translated into your marvelous light. Your glorious light. Translated. Our Father. We've shut the door. To the world, we've shut the door. We pray to you here. Grant us the operations of wisdom's house. Grant us the operation. The wisdom's table. Grant. To sit down. Oh, standing in wisdom's room now. You've built your house on the highest places. I want you to see the banquet table. I want you to see she's killed her beast, she's mingled the wine, she's furnished the table. All that you need is on that table. She's furnished a table of blessing, a table of wisdom, strength, dunamis, glory and honor. Today we sit down at your table. We partake of the table. Today, I am an heir. I want you to see the table. That's the table of the kings. That's the table of the heirs. It's the table. I want you to see your seat and your right. To sit in the highest places with her invitation for you to come and sit with her. Her invitation for you to come and enter into relationship. Her price is far above the rubies and far above. She's a tree of life to those who find her. She grants the durable riches. She grants the generational inheritance, not just the blessing, but the durable blessing. And she grants the right to walk in the high places. As a king, when you return into the earth, you return from her house. She grants the right to walk in the high places of the earth without stumbling, without falling, without faltering. To navigate through difficult situations. To navigate through your own strongholds and shortcomings. We surrender into your house today. We surrender. We surrender. We can't do this on our own. We can't fulfill it. We can't stay in the high places in the earth without your instruction, without the flow of divine wisdom and the flow of divine grace and the flow of, that's what's on the table. The flow of divine grace, the flow of wisdom, the instruction of wisdom that keeps us from the harlot, that keeps us from ever crossing the street, that keeps us out from the systems of the world that keeps us out of entanglement. Untangle me from the ways of the world. Untangle me from the ways of the old man. Untangle me for a new day of restoration. It is here you make all things new. It is here you clothe me with a new robe. The kingly robe, the kingly mantle, the majestic glory, the honor and glory that comes from the joint heirship into which we were raised, into this table we can drink and we can partake and we can enter in and stand in your courts and in your house. We need your wisdom. We need your reproofs. We need for you to pour out your spirit upon us all the day long in the earth. We need the table of instruction to release for us in the earth. We need instruction to stay in the high places, to stay out and away from the world, its systems, to stay out and away from the entanglements, even of religion, to stay out and stay free. We need your wisdom. We need the relationship that you're offering to us, that we can stand with you, walk with you, and you will be a constant guide. When we goest on our way, you will be there to govern, to lead, to guide and govern. Your thoughts will govern there. You will govern. You will orchestrate situations that allow us to see, to understand from the heavenly realm of your house, from the door and the casement of your house. We can see that we do not disappear and walk in the ways of the earth. We can stay in the realm of the high places. Clothe us in the honor. Clothe us. Keep your eyes fixed upon our table. Keep your eyes fixed upon that position. Keep your eyes fixed in that place. It is here we invite you. It is here that we need this. I need this instruction. I need this. I need discernment that's far greater than mine. I need the lamp to my feet. I need to see in the earth the way I see here. I need to see when I'm out there. I need to have that kind of light with me. I need to see that not everyone that enters and the relationship is of you. I need to see and discern the hearts of man. I need to see and discern my course, my path, the best way. I need your alignments. I need you to govern my way. When I sleep, I need your safety. When I rise in the morning, I need your communications. Like you did all the day long yesterday, and if you've done all the morning long, I need the constant communication that's coming out from you. I need a word spoken in due season that sets the course of my day. I need you on my course. I know I can walk out there. I just don't want to. I know I can just get along, move along. But I want to walk in the high places now. I want to stay in the high. I want wisdom to clothe me. I want to be clothed in understanding. I want the tree of life to be with me as I walk in the earth. And we do exploits together. I want you to show me how the blessing of the Lord works with no sorrow. I want to show me how the durable riches and the generational blessing releases without pain, I want to prosper without the sorrow. I want to have answers when people ask. I want this table to come with me. All of it. I want you to be with me in the earth the way I'm with you here. I want you to make your abode with me. Thy will, Father, the will of this room, the will of this table, the king's table. I want the table spread in the presence of my enemies, my spiritual enemies. I want the table of demonstration to be spread. I want you to spread a table right in front of all the enemies, right in front of every spiritual adversary, spreading a table, every adversary that said it was not possible. I want them to see the table. Spread it in the presence of my enemies. Bring this table down with us. Set it right in the continuous oil, the continuous wine, the cup that runs over, the running over of favor. I see the table, Father, and you desire to move it into the earth now, to move wisdom's table with us. The continuous oil, the continuous counsel, the continuous wisdom, the continuous discernment, the continuous instruction, the continuous lamp, the continuous light. When I walk out, when we walk out today, you go with us. You're with us. Your presence is with us. Your counsel, you will pour your spirit out. Somebody today, you will be around. I see two or three people, and the presence of God is going to fall on them. And when it falls on them, it's going to happen sometime this evening, maybe around 6-8 o'clock area. You're going to be talking to them, and suddenly the Spirit of the Lord is going to fall, and counsel and wisdom will fall upon them. A stream of counsel and wisdom. The blessing of the Lord is coming now. For I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I have strength. I give the foreknowledge of witty invention. I give the foreknowledge. I'm coming now in your jurisdiction to remove the barriers, to prepare the way of this great table to be set. And a continuous blessing. You have not known the blessing. You have not understood the blessing. You have not understood the kind of wisdom that I will bring, and the way I will bring it. The continuous flow of counsel. A river of counsel. A river of answers. I'm going to clear out the path to dwell in now. I'm going to clear out the roads and the paths within your own processes, thought patterns, systems of thoughts, your action, reactionary mechanisms. I'm going to clear them all out now. I'm coming now to prepare the way of the crown. I'm coming now to prepare you to walk with the kind of authority and dominion that the Father has designed his last day kings to walk in. I'm come to prepare you to walk in the ways of wisdom, the responses of wisdom. The counsel. I'm coming to bring a tree with me that's far greater than rubies. A tree that will produce over and over and over again. I'm coming to elevate you far greater than you have known. I'm coming now to prepare the way of the crown. Father, I see it. I understand it now. I understand this Wisdom is the preparation for the way of the crown, to express, operate from this position. Let the words be honey to our soul now. Let the counsel be honey to our soul. Let there be release now of wisdom's counsels. Let her pour out her spirit upon us. Pour out her words. Pour out her direction. Pour out her corrections. Corrective alignments. I'm coming with corrective alignments. Course corrections and corrective alignments to position you for what is coming. It's far greater than you have seen, says the Lord. And now will send out my wisdom to prepare you for the operations of the crown. The table of the Lord will move into the earth, saith the Lord. The great table, all the heavenly riches will come down into the earth. All the storehouse will come down into the earth, saith the Lord. All that has been laid up will come down into the earth. For this is the hour of the shaking of nations. And this is the hour for my people to stand in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. You will see perversion, saith the Lord. You will see twisted perversion in this generation as never before. But I will grant you the wisdom to stand in the midst of it and not be moved. I will grant you the capacity to stand in the high places and not be affected by the twisted perversion that's coming. It's going to begin multiplying. The perversions will multiply. The twisted perversion of iniquity of the Amorite will multiply until its day is full. But so will heaven. I will bring out so light and darkness will clearly be seen. There will be a clear distinction between the light and the darkness. So this generation, saith the Lord, will be without excuse. All that reject what I am bringing, all that reject will have seen my glory. I will that no man will have to encounter the tribulation hour of humanity. I am bringing a grace and a glory that will precede it, of the which you are seated. And being prepared. I feel things in the spirit today, my friends. I feel these rooms. I feel the presence of angelic host. I feel the whole realm is about to come down into the earth. Preparing. I feel the tremblings. I feel it and I hear it. The sound of a great army. I can hear the horses, the chariots of fire, and the horsemen that will come out with the crown, the great army that will come out for the day of the crown, being preceded by wisdom. Be awake, be sober in this hour, saith the Lord. Awaken, awaken, awaken. I will send my wisdom to awaken you. I will send my wisdom to keep you in the high places. You must be taught how to walk in those places, saith the Lord. It's not enough to get there. You must stay. I will teach you my wisdom. Thank you, Father. Whew, man, prophetic exploding right now. Thank you, Father, for the glory of this table. Clothe us in it. Father, clothe us all in the glory of it. Clothe us in the favor of it. Clothe us in the wisdom of it. Clothe us in the operations of it. Clothe us, Father, in the preparations. Clothe us. Send out your great army of angels in front of us, Lord. For the preparations of wisdom is at hand. The preparations of the heart belong to the Lord. It belongs. The preparations of kings belong to the Lord. I will prepare you to rule and reign now. There is a wisdom that bringeth correction and preparation for the wisdom that will cause you to rule and reign. There is a wisdom that bringeth dominion. And there is a wisdom that prepares for it. Receive this day the operations of preparations. She will deliver a light to you far greater than you have ever known, saith the Lord. A lamp, a light. I'm so fixed, Lord. I'm so fixed. Straighten our paths now. Straighten our feet out. Straighten us. Straighten every crooked place. Straighten within and without. Straighten our belief system. Straighten our character. Straighten our action, reactionary mechanism. Straighten our response. Straighten. I cause you to walk on straight paths. I will make it easy for you to walk in the high places if you will heed the counsel that's being given to you. I will make it easy for you to rule and reign. I will cause you to see far beyond your years. I will remove limitation, for this is how I elevated Solomon, from a child that did not know how to come in or go out, to rule the world and a ruler of kings. Before his fall, there was no one like him. I will grant this operation to this generation. If you open your heart and receive, I will give this to you. A wellspring. It'll spring up like a well. My words of correction will become like honey and not bitter. My corrections will become like honey to you. They will be sweet. Lord, I'm so undone. Thank you for this amazing day, Lord. Thank you for this amazing grace, this amazing operation you're opening for us. Did you not leave us alone? You did not leave us alone. You're with us in the earth. It's what we've wanted, you to be with us in the earth. Show us how to do this. Show us how to rule and to reign with you. And all the glory, Lord, in the lift of our head. We're so thankful, Father, for all the goodness you bestow upon us in your love, Father. That you give us what we need. That you give us an abundance. Of all that we need, and we stand down in the earth, Thy will be done and accomplished in this generation, Father. The will of the crown. Send out your angels now in front of us to make the crooked place straight. Send out thine army. Grant us the inheritance of Jacob's ladder, for we are heirs of Abraham and his seed. Grant us the open heaven where the angels ascend and descend upon us, Father, as we stand in the earth, the ascension and descension of the open heaven angels that keep an open heaven around us wherever we go. There is an ascension and descension of heaven around us, an open heaven for us in the earth. Send out the angels into our home. Send the angels to remove all the darkness, to remove the warfare, to remove this day. I command the removal of the warfare in the second heaven. Stand over your home this day. Set the crown over your home this day. Stand right in the middle of your house. I decree all second heaven warfare, be thou removed from our house. All strife, be thou removed. Rebellion, be thou removed. Every mountain and every hill, be thou removed this day. All infirmity, be removed. No plague comes nigh the dwelling of our house. All resistance collapsing around us. All warfare collapsing around us. The dismantling of all second heaven interference around what you have called us to do, our business and our home and this church. All second heaven interference collapsing this day. The collapsing of all warfare, of every fiery dart being quenched with your great host today. Whoa. Stand in the midst. Step out from the realms of the glory and stand in a state of dominion, for you have given us dominion over the works of your hands. We decree the release of that into the earth. You go out in front of us now. You make the crooked place straight. Straighten it. I see the straightening. I see the straightening. I see the straightening. I see the blessing. Whew, I see the blessing. I feel the dominion. I feel the strength. I feel the glory as a table of the Lord coming down into our jurisdiction. You come and spread a table for us in the presence of our enemies. A table of grace. A table of wisdom. A table of divine protection. A table of divine health. A table of increase. A divine multiplication, a table of favor that sits right in front of me. A table of favor. Wherever I go, that table proceeds. The favor of the Lord, the favor of God, the table of glory and honor coming out from the right hand of God, coming out from the throne. A table of fullness, a table of fullness. The full weight of the glory of God, the table of the blessing, a table of dunamis, creative power, signs, miracles, wonders, and demonstration. Some of you are feeling that right now. A table being spread in my home. Stand in your home and speak and release the table of the Lord. The table of the Lord. The table of the Lord surrounding. The table of the Lord surrounding. The whole home being filled with the glory of God. Our children being filled with the glory of God. This house being filled with the glory of God, the glory of our Father, the glory of heaven, the glory of wisdom's table filling this house, surrounding us, encompassing us as a mighty shield.
I see the armies of heaven that surround. I see the angelic hosts that have come down to be with us. Strengthen, O God, that which you have wrought in us. Cause us to stand up in the grace. Cause us to stand up in the glory. Cause us to stand up in your strength. It's in you now. Strong in the Lord. The power of your might. Stand with a man now of thy right hand. Stand with us as the hand of God. Make us a signet ring of authority in the earth. A commissioning of heavens. Glory of heavens. Assignments of heaven's directives. A signet ring of authority and dominion. A signet ring wherever that ring goeth. All things in the earth must bow to heaven's authority.